Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. That's where you at. It is Heart to Heart. I am Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the airwaves of 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give you the sounds of Zodwa Mahlangu, Product of Grace, and before, give you Mahalia Bukanen, Holy is Our God. 15 minutes just after 1 right here on 657 AM. I am honored in the studio because near Leon, I have a beautiful queen joining me. I told you that August I'll be hosting Only Queens, and she is with me. She was like, I'm off. So I was like, come whilst you're off. How are you, my queen?
I'm very good. And how are you, woman of God?
I am so blessed. And yes, awesome. My family, that is Naledi Shwe Shwe. Mm-hmm. Who is Naledi Shwe Shwe?
Sure. All right. There's a lot to say.
we love lots. So yes. We love that. We want to hear.
All right. So first of all, I am born again. Mm-hmm. I'm a child of God. I've been born again, grew up in church, but I understand the difference between having the Lord as just your Lord and Him being your Savior. So He is both my Lord.
When did that come about?
Savior.
Because you just said to me you were born and raised in the church.
Yeah.
But when did that come about? Where you, there was that differentiation now. Now I'm giving my life to Him, to be Lord and Savior.
All right. So that was my 19th birthday, 31st of December, the day I was turning 19. So,
yes.
I mean, I had grown up in the church and I had always said, you are my Lord, but I didn't live it out. I didn't feel that I was living it out because I didn't understand that He saves you. And after He saves you, He reigns over your daily decisions. So on that day, I said, Lord, I don't just give you my life. I give you my heart so that you can lord over my heart just as you have saved my life. Mm. So I understood salvation in a deeper way when I gave Him my heart, because we must believe in our hearts and we must confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. So when I turned 19, that's when the difference for me took place, because my heart belonged to Him. You know, scripture says to us that the heart is deceitful. Who can understand it? And until the Lord has your heart, He does not really have you. He says in the book of Proverbs that the heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord, and He does with it as He stirs the mighty waters.
Yes.
So it is the heart that must be given to God, and that for me is when salvation begins, not just when we believe Him, but when we accept Him in our hearts. So when I turned 19, I had that transformation where I began to say, Lord, rule over my heart, not just over my life. Rule over my daily decisions, my thoughts. I literally chose to die, and that's when I was born again. So, that for me is the difference.
So you said there's the lot when we asked who is
Yes, okay.
And that is amazing, like right there, giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ in that manner.
Yeah.
How many 19-year-olds understand that? How many 30s and 40-years old who understand that?
Yeah.
Because people believe just, as long as I believe it in my heart, and never even get to a point where you are accepting Him, even to be Lord over your life. Some have received Him, but how many allow their decisions? How many allow everything they do to be ruled and governed by Him as well?
Yeah. So, okay. So me saying that, there is a lot that I could say when you ask who is Naledi.
Yeah.
Primarily, as I explained, I am born again. I am a child of God. I am a teacher by profession. So I completed my postgraduate course with UNISA. So I'm a teacher. I'm a primary school teacher at the moment, specializing in English home language, as well as in life skills. Prior to that, I completed my Bachelor of Laws degree with the University of Pretoria. So I'm also a qualified lawyer. So I do that as well. So God called me into education while I was practicing in the legal fraternity. So I basically had received a word from church, my pastor. I fellowship at Charisma Life Tabernacle under the leadership of Apostle Kabelo Moroke and Prophetess Nompumelo Moroke. So I received a word about how my pastor was like, I see in classrooms, I see books. At the time, I just thought it's a teaching grace, you know, to teach the word. I didn't think God would actually change my trajectory and put me in classrooms. So while I was working as a consultant at an auditing firm, I literally began to have this burden. I felt like I'm not doing enough. I knew what I was doing was good, but it was not enough. I felt like there isn't an impact that I'm making because I'm sitting in front of a laptop every day and I feel like I'm supposed to be in front of people. And then at the time, I started to have dreams of myself in classrooms. But, you know, I didn't really think much of it. And then at some point, I received a word from someone who knew nothing about the situation. They just said to me, the Lord is saying, pursue the route of being an educator because that is what he has wired you to do. At first, I ignored it because, I mean, you are a qualified lawyer who goes to be a teacher from there. You
all
know?
The 4 years yes. that I've spent. Or was it five?
And all of that. Yes, it's, yes, yeah, right there. Yeah. You see? So, yeah, then I knew that this is now a commissioning tone that I'm receiving because this person doesn't know what my pastor said to me in a prophetic word about, you know, the Lord saying I should pursue education. This person didn't know that I was having dreams of myself in classrooms. And I knew that, okay, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter is established. And I knew that, you know what, I must serve the Lord while it is day. I really need to decide to die. I've said this before, that disciples had to leave something in order to cleave to God, you know? They had to leave being fishermen to be fishers of men. And there is a loss. When you come into a place where you give your life fully to God, there is a sense of surrender where you don't choose what you give up, but he decides what you must relinquish for his purposes. So for me, laying down, you know, the legal degree and that, because I obviously had dreams, I had plans. I had to lay it down because I knew that God was saying to me, I need you in the classroom. So it's my sixth year now in teaching. I absolutely love it. I have opportunities to lead souls to Christ in classroom setups. You know, I am afforded that opportunity to lead souls to Christ. Yeah. So where were we?
You're so afforded much. That opportunity.
Yes.
To.
Yes. But now, so I'm a teacher. I'm a lawyer. I'm an MC.
Do you think that when God called you into classrooms to teaching, to in education, that line, do you think it's only aligned to you being in class? Or what about your ministry? Is it also aligned with who you are in your ministry? Because I'm listening to you, I'm like, okay, continue. I'll just sit here and listen.
Okay, so I definitely feel that it is aligned with what I'm expected to do within the body of Christ. It's not just something that extends to the classroom. I just feel that I'm a conduit. I'm a vessel laid down that God may use me as he decides. You know, I understand the concept of us being dead men walking. And I feel that I embody that because it is not my will, but his, you know. So I feel, and I've come to understand that I didn't express this part, but I taught Sunday school from age 12 to 18. So, and while I was teaching, while I was studying law, I was an academic literacy tutor at the University of Pretoria. So I taught Sunday school for 6 years, and then I was a tutor for 3 years, meaning that by the time God actually called me into education, I had 9 years off the record experience, you know. So I've been a teacher. It's been wired in me since 12 years old. I've stood in front of people teaching. I definitely don't think I have arrived. I don't think we arrive in our journey with God. So, and I'm also a minister of the word, not ordained or anything like that. But I also don't believe in titles. I think as long as you function, as long as Matthew 7:20 comes to pass, where we know you by your fruits. So I am pursuant of that aspect, that may I be known for my fruits as opposed to me being known for titles. So I definitely teach in the classroom and outside of the classrooms where opportunities are given. I'm invited to minister in the word. And at this point, I'm content with never getting any title. It's okay.
Who told you to go to law?
Okay. So how this whole law thing came about. When I was in grade 10, I went to a high school called Pro Arte Alphen Park.
Yes.
I was among 10 learners who were selected to spend the day with judges in the high court.
Okay.
There was this program called Take a Girl Child to Work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my teacher, my business economics teacher, just selected me and 9 others to spend the day at the Pretoria High Court. Mm. And that's when the love for the legal fraternity was sparked within me. So getting to spend time with the judges, sitting in the judge's chair, I was like, Mugel is going to be a judge.
Wow.
You know, I had that Judges chapter 4, verse 4, where you see Deborah and how she's a prophetess, a female judge. I really was like,
and Deborah arose. And you,
you
were like, and my lady arose.
So, yes, I was like, no, I really love this. Yeah. I felt like it suited my personality and whatnot, because I'm quite vocal.
But now, looking back, people use words like in retrospect.
Yes.
Yeah. So bringing the two ministries together.
Yeah.
I believe that when you look back, it's not that everything, all is lost.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So how do you bring the two worlds together now?
All right. So how do I bring the two worlds together? I don't do it intentionally. I allow the Lord to do it for me. I believe the Lord has blessed me with a meticulous eye. He has blessed me with the desire to seek for reason beyond what is presented. And that is essentially what we do in law. There's a concept called ratio decidendi, which means the reason for the decision. That's a legal concept. So I always want to know, what is the reason for us coming to this conclusion? When someone ministers in the word, I want to understand pretext. I want to understand post-text so that I can understand context. I want to understand the circumstances around what is being presented to me. So that I don't just take it at word, like at face value. So it definitely does come through for me that I present both the legal side and the teaching side, because it's not just about what we are taught, but why are we taught this? What are we supposed to do with this information? And what is the ultimate goal, which is for me the ratio decidendi that I was.
And we find that in your music, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, we got a song here. And as Anika and I were checking at the songs earlier on, we have a song, We Cry Restore. I'm like, okay, we need clarity on that. Okay, yeah, we cry restore. Are we saying, Lord, restore us? What are we saying? Are we crying for restoration? And I'm like, playing around with words here, but this is beautiful.
All right. So at the beginning of that song, I'm basically explaining a scripture from Isaiah where a word was being put out that we have people in dungeons, in holes, in prison houses, and no one is crying restore. And the essence of that scripture is that there are people who are lost. There are people who have lost their ways. There are people who have been ensnared by the arm of the enemy. And who is going to arise and cry restore? So that is the essence of that song. The song is a response to the scripture that says, who is crying restore? And hence the title is We Cry Restore. And then I also take us to the book of Psalms, where it is written that by the rivers of Babylon we wept when we remembered Zion. You know, we hung our harps on the willow trees, you know. So I'm basically saying that as a generation, we are crying restore. And I'm saying also in the song that we cannot be his hands without his heart. So I'm basically crying for the restoration of the heart of God amongst the ministers of the word of God, so that when we stand before his people, we have actually stood before him first. Hence, we are crying restore. I believe this is a generation that has to cry for holiness. We have to cry for righteousness. We must cry for the restoration of purity, because scripture says to us, who shall ascend upon the holy hill? It is them who have pure hearts. It is them who have clean hands, who have not lifted their souls unto vanity, that should stand before the people of God. So the Zadok priesthood, are we playing the song?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, let me...
I was about to allow, I just wanted you to wrap up.
Yes, okay, so we are crying restore, that may this generation stand before the Lord with clean hands and with pure hearts. That is the reason why prophets must arise to cry restore.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, family, we are going to play that song, We Cry Restore. When we come back, we're talking about her new album, Breath of God. And she will tell us a little bit more about that. And family, you can talk to us. The lines are open on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322, and 082-657-2729. Our WhatsApp line, you can talk to us right there. SMS line 3787. One, we cry restore. Naledi Shwe Shwe.
The words of the Lord are words of life.
Your heart is on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. And yes, my family, that is Naledi Shwe Shwe Hand, the song We Cry Restore. Let me remind the family before I go back to my queen that Radio Pulpit will be celebrating Women's Day on Friday, 9th August in an exceptional way, my family. Tune in to Radio Pulpit and join Janali Bilong, Esti Geldenes, Ayanda Yenenemba, and pray with us or to pray for our country from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We call upon all women in South Africa to set a time apart, even just for an hour, to pray with us. Let us invite our friends and families to pray together for our country. And you can visit radiopulpit.co.za for more information on the Women's Day prayer. And we want to say to our men, we also inviting you to come pray with us. Amen. We are honored today in studio, and I'm talking to a beautiful queen. Naledi Shwe Shwe, We Cry Restore. I'm listening to the song. I'm like, so that is a psalm. If the book of Psalms was still being written, yeah. I think, I don't know. Sure. Maybe we would have to put it or put it in a truck. So I think when you get to heaven, the person that I expect you to be sitting next to after Jesus would be David.
Yes, I would love to. I'd love to sit next to the man after God's own heart.
Yeah. And what would you ask David when you get there? But before you ask, and before you respond, let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, sister?
Hey, Babunkosi. It seems like she has to stay here forever, ne?
Naledi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani Bab Nkosi?
Jesu inkosi uyabusa naledi.
Amen, amen.
Yazi sisibongile, uyazi ukuthi ngibathanda njani.
Yes.
Ya, ngizocela sisibongile umfundele uJohn 11.
All right, I'm running to the book of John
11.
And I'm going to the book of John 11, scrolling. Which verse, Baba? Okay. John 11, verse 40. Mm. And it says, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Mm. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was, a man was lying. And Jesus lifted his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are here standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me."
Ngiyazi ukuthi uhlala ungizwa njalo. Ngizocela uNaledi ukuthi uma enza umkhulu, akangawenzeli thina.
Amen.
Akawenzele uNkulunkulu. Ukuthi mina uma ngidlala uzwiwe uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu enze lento uNaledi ekakhuluma ngayo noNkulunkulu. Njengoba namanje asho athi restore. Ukhuluma noNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Uma mina ngidlala uNkulunkulu uzwa uNaledi asho athi uNkulunkulu restore.
Amen. Yeah. May the Lord restore.
noma kukuphi uma idlala unalele athulile la khona khona or azifekela
cona kodwa yini yakhuluma
unalele restore
yeah
manje ngicela ukuthi adlale umusic okhuluma noNkulunkulu
yeah
usuzwile okhuluma nathi osishumayelayo kulungile
yeah
kepha this time sesidinga lo ozokhuluma noNkulunkulu kuze uNkulunkulu asenzele umusa
wow
received received
naledi uthathe i task enzima ezondwa uSathane with patience sale mkhulekweni
yes
amen thank you so much
uNkulunkulu akubiyele ngomusa nangothando lwakhe
yeah
abusise bonke okwenzayo
amen amen
avikele inhliziyo yakho ingathunjwa uSathane
amen
avikele ingqondo yakho ingathunjwa iSathane
amen
avikele ngisho nenhliziyo yakho ukuthi ingathunjwa imali konke okwenzayo ukwenzela uNkulunkulu
for the glory
oh,
yeah
for God's glory
uthi noma ifika imali wazi ukuthi ayiveli kuwe ayiveli kubantu ivela kuNkulunkulu ubonga lo msebenzi owenzile ngiyabonga
wow thank you Baba Nkosi may God awesomely bless you wow what a
word and a half
what a word to Naledi by Ubaba Nkosi you family can also can call in and talk to Naledi and he says please remember that your audience is one basically
yes,
that's what he says
it's all for an audience of one
it's for the audience of one who is God
amen
and when God hears then he responds
yeah.
and wherever your music plays God will hear you
amen
speaking into speaking to, like with him talking to him
yes.
yeah yes it's khwase sesilinga
yes.
skepe
yes.
and he says let it be like what our Lord Jesus Christ says Father I know that when I pray you hear me and you always hear me
yeah
so your music should be like that
amen.
And I love what he said as he kept on blessing you
amen
and keeping speaking
blessings.
Yeah
okay.
even speaking live upon yeah. Your ministry
yeah.
as well to
yeah.
say made grow made do a whole lot of things but mostly in all things don't
yeah.
forget who you are
amen.
Just keep being a lady
amen.
Not fame
yes.
fame shouldn't steal you money
yeah.
shouldn't steal your
amen.
Heart from God
mm-hmm.
But remain in God remain hidden oh Baba Nkosi you're such a blessing yeah, we need fathers
is.
Like you man
we do he spoke
about for amen yeah but I'm also glad that we have her in studio because what I hear it's new
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that I've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Something fresh, something new. Babalo, before I read Babalo, Salona Jacobs sent love,
mm-hmm.
some heart emoticons. Thank you, Salona.
Thank you, Salona.
Babalo Malise Banda says, greetings in studio. Wow, what a powerhouse we have in Aus Naledi. Exactly what we need in this season and for this generation.
Amen.
All the best, Naledi, with ministry, work, and music.
Thank
regards,
you.
Mapanda Inval. Liabatsiba.
Mapanda definitely sounds familiar. I believe that is the wife of my producer, Ubab Nati Banda.
Oh!
If I'm correct.
Sis Babalo. Or I hope it's not a Babalo Amun.
Yeah. No. Sis Babalo Banda definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah. But Babalo can be, Babalo is
can
not
be
just,
another, yes.
It can be either or.
Yes, yeah.
Mara, please confirm. Babalo,
yes, please confirm. Babalo.
So where do you get your music from? How do you
so
get your music?
My music is available on all.
No. Not we, you.
Oh, where do
when
I
when you write your music, yeah.
Okay.
Where do you
so,
get them from?
I've had a very spontaneous journey with the Lord. And I would, if I were to classify my music, I would really call it prophetic music.
Okay.
And the assignment I received from the Lord concerning this album, Breath of God, and perhaps even for my music ministry in its entirety, the assignment I have is to get his people to sing his word.
Okay.
The assignment is simply get my people to sing my word. So with
every going back song, to the basics.
Yes.
Going
yes.
back
so,
to God.
Yes. I believe every minstrel should receive music that is word-based. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to sing our opinions of God. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to sing what the soul imagines the Lord to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to sing of our experiences. I believe the Lord has fully expressed himself through the volume of the book that is written concerning him, that anyone who writes a song as a gospel minister must first understand that the word gospel means good news. Mm-hmm. And they must write things that are then from scripture. You know, we have a lot to say about the Lord because he says in his word that clouds of thick darkness surround him. He says mountains melt like wax, you know, before him. He calls himself a man of war. He calls himself the Lord of hosts. So I don't need to come and call the Lord my all. I like he has names. Like I have to call him according to the titles that he has given us and not according to what my little imagination can make out concerning him. So every song that I write is literally derived from scripture. And I believe that in doing that, we ground people in what the word says, because in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So I can't sing anything that I do not find in scripture, for I would not have a base, an explanation, and a purpose for it.
But the melody.
Yes, the melody, this is what happens. I believe you are familiar with Ephesians. I believe it's chapter 5, verse 18 and 19 that says to us, do not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to your, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melodies in your heart to the Lord. So there is an aspect of creativity that God has given me, because the first nature we see of the Lord is his creative aspect. What we, when we read scripture, it basically begins with, in the beginning God created. So that's the first attribute we have of him. So I believe even the creative prose that I have, it's literally God given. It's nothing that I can take of myself. Sometimes I hear the Lord singing to me. It's so weird. I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 2, if I'm not mistaken, where the word of the Lord says to us, where Jesus is basically speaking, saying, I will sing in the midst of my brethren. So there are songs where he sings to us, and there are songs that we sing to him. Hence, I believe Paul made that description when he said, making melodies in your heart to the Lord. He also speaks of speaking to yourselves. You know, there are songs where we speak to each other. So it's not a praise song. It's not a worship song. It's a song where I am edifying my brother in Christ, and they are edifying me. So not every song is literally meant to be horizontal as to the Lord, or barking vertical. Some songs are vertical. Excuse me for saying barking. So some songs are vertical, where we sing to each other, edifying ourselves in our relationship with God. But there are songs where we sing to him. It is not always going to be that we sing a song of worship, a song of praise, a song that asks us to put our hands up. Sometimes we sing to each other what the word says. So yeah, we need to understand those dimensions in praise and worship.
All right.
Father, just as the Shulamite made a request to her bridegroom, we ask that you draw us into your chambers, for we have found that your love is better than wine.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You are moving us from Bona. We are somewhere else. I don't know, family. Yeah, we are somewhere else. You just want to stay there and just worship the Lord. The river of life. He is the river of life.
Amen. He is.
You said something to me when we were off air, and you said, I have nothing to offer but the word. Because I said to you, you are just babbling the word. You, everything you say is the word. I'm talking to you, we are off air, but you are just speaking the word.
Amen.
So you are nothing outside the word. Yes. For he is the word.
Yes, he is the word. And if you are a messenger, you must know the message. So you must know what it is you are going to do and who has sent you and why you are meant to go and do that. I believe that is part of understanding the apostolic, you know. We are a generation that the Lord is sending to different places for different reasons. But you must have sat at his feet before you go anywhere as his feet, you know. Scripture says to us, blessed are the feet of those of who bring good tidings. But those feet must have knelt before a king before you can go and be anything before anyone. And I remember at the beginning of the year, before we started to record this project, I usually go away for prayer. Like whenever I get a time to go away, even if it's 3 nights or whatever the case might be, I just believe in separating myself. Acts chapter 13, where God says, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work for where unto I have called them. I believe in the concept of separation, obviously with my husband's permission, you know. I ask and he gives me permission and I leave to go spend time with the Lord. So I was reading John, I believe it was chapter 15. I think it is in verse 24, where Jesus is saying, the words that I speak are not my own. They are of the Father who has sent me. And the Lord was saying, this is what I'm doing with your music. It's literally like that scripture just jumped out for me. And God was explaining to me that the words that you sing are not your own. They belong to the Father who has sent you. Hence, I believe very much in the concept of singing the word. The moment I would know that I have, you know, left the path would be when I decide to sing my opinion, my soul, my experience, and my little thoughts, you know, because scripture says to us, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So how dare I think I would have anything to say outside of what he has given me? Hence, I say I have no relevance outside of the word. This is the thing that has stood the test of time. God says, I uphold my word above my name. You know, the word has been and it will always be, even beyond my time on earth, the breath of God, which is the scriptures that will carry relevance. If I am to ever leave a legacy for my children, should the Lord bless me with kids, the legacy I'd like to leave is the word of God. You know how scripture says to us, your statutes are my inheritance forever. You know, the statutes of the Lord, they are our heritage, they are our inheritance. If there's anything to give, if there's anything to receive, if it is not in the word, I don't want it. If it's not in the word, I don't want to give of it. Hence, I do not have relevance outside of what I am called to do. My life has to be a reflection of the reason why God breathed his breath into my lungs. Outside of I have nothing to say.
I have spoken to artists who maybe they are releasing a second album. Yours is the second, right?
Yes, I had an EP, I think, in 2021. Yeah.
You're not quite sure.
I don't really keep record. I don't know. I'm not here for that. But not in a bad way. But I don't count. My pastor always says we are not in the book of numbers. We are in the book of acts. So it is about your actions and not. Yeah, so
not
I think
the numbers.
It was 2021.
All right. So now you have Breath of Life. Breath of God album. But now when one listens to it, it seems like somebody who has been in the industry for a very long time.
Really?
It sounds so mature. How do you, or who did you work with in this?
Okay.
And how did you get to that standard? Because, I mean, this is a very high standard. And sometimes we ask ourselves, in the coming one, what's coming? Yeah, will you be able to match that one or will you go higher? But listening to you and trusting the Lord, I believe that you'll be where God wants you to be.
Thank you.
But
so
how did
much.
You
it's
get
all
to
about him.
This perfection that is here?
Sure. Well, thank you. So I worked with a producer named Nati Banda. He's born again and he has a record label called End Time Records.
Okay.
Before anything, when I saw the name End Times, I was like, this one
this is
off
me.
The Lord. This one understands
this is
that
what
we're
I
in
need.
The last days, you know. And even I bless the Lord so much for how the project came to be. God used someone who's not even from South Africa. Someone in Botswana decided to sow a seed and said, God said, I must sow a seed for you to go record an album.
Wow.
I didn't know, you know, before the end of the year that I'd record. I literally found out the last week of the year that someone was saying, I'm not even going to give you the money.
Do you know this someone?
Yes, I know the someone, but I didn't know what God had said to them. You know, I had been applying for funding. I even left it. I just thought, maybe God doesn't want me to record. Maybe these are, you know, bedroom songs for devotional purposes. You know, I left it. But God touched someone from a different country to say, sow money into this person's life so that they can record an album. And I knew that this is the Lord's doing. I knew that I'm just a vessel who is privileged to be in this position. You know? I thought maybe I'd need to save up or whatever the case might be. So this is really a God project. It really was sweatless, effortless. like all I needed was the songs. I sent this person voice notes and he made them the songs that they were. And I was literally just singing the word. You know, I was like, this is a song I received 2013. Yeah, there are songs from as far as 2013, 2012. Because I received songs very spontaneously. I could be praying. I could be washing the dishes, speaking tongues. I received it. No, that's Psalm 91, Secret Place, track 12. Okay. Yeah, but one of the songs, God just said to me, I want you to write a rap song about speaking in tongues. And I was like, rap song? You know, I wasn't sure at first, but I understood that there is a generation that the Lord wants to bring into himself. There is an urgency for us to remember the importance of speaking in tongues, you know. And the thing about it that Paul says to us that though your mind is unfruitful, in the spirit you speak mysteries. So there are people who think very weirdly when it comes to speaking in tongues, and they avoid it because your mind is unfruitful. Like, the mind always wants to engage. And now when you speak in tongues, it is not you that is praying, but you are praying by the Holy Spirit as he gives utterance. So yeah, I don't even know how we got to this point, but I was explaining that I receive songs very spontaneously. Sometimes it's in a dream and I need to wake up, and you know, when I wake up and I'm like, Holy Spirit, please remind me of. Okay. Yes, I have to, because if I don't, I lose. Like, even coming here today, the Lord gave me a song while I was washing my hands, getting ready to come to studio.
Yes,
so I quickly had to take my phone and record. But yeah, it really is about you. Just if you live right, if you live not in your own strength, if you live a righteous life, a pure life before God, he just moves through you without any effort, you know. So yeah, he sings amazing. Like, to me, I'm just like, God, I hope I do justice when I sing, because I just feel like I need to grow so much in understanding. And he's like, I'm not calling you as a musician. You are not called to be a musician. You prophesy upon the harp. You sing what I sing. So I'm so surrendered, even to that extent. I understand I need to grow in understanding technicalities as it pertains to music. But I'm so surrendered that if God has approved me, the world will follow suit. You know, it is really not about that.
You know, I'm hearing the blessing of Solomon here as you continue talking about how the Lord brought about the whole album.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded that when God called Solomon to build the temple.
The temple, yeah.
He chose, picked the people he wanted. This one is good in this, he will do this. This one is good in this, he will do this. He even provided. He sent resources to Solomon. Yeah. And that, I call it a blessing of Solomon.
Amen.
And this is what I see that God has done in your life. Thank you so much for sharing us with you as well.
Thank you for allowing God
to use your voice to speak into our lives. I hear not just a musician. And when I wrote earlier on Facebook, I said a worshiper. Then and a recording artist, but now I'm getting even beyond that. Yes, you know, because the Lord has called you into the now generation, and we are grateful for that. But may he do tremendous, amazing things through your voice. May he touch many lives, heal, restore lives through your voice, and may he keep keeping you.
Amen.
May you live to do exactly that which he has brought you to do. And I think that next time when you are on leave, you just come and minister unto us the word.
Amen. Anytime you can.
Not the songs, but the word.
Amen.
Because that is what you are so filled with. You know, you're filled with that word. Musia Mtlalang says, good day, family, listening attentively. Thank you so much. So may the Lord keep keeping you.
Amen.
And may he bless you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and may he give you his peace. So we get your music on all digital platforms?
That's correct, all digital platforms.
And so we are talking about what? YouTube?
Yes, YouTube, Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, every single platform that is digital, you can find my music there. I also do have hard copies. You have to get in touch with me through WhatsApp for that, and I don't know if I'm allowed to share my WhatsApp details.
If you are sure that you would like us to have your WhatsApp details,
yes.
Or should we go to your Facebook? Which one is more
better? Either or.
Okay, you can share your WhatsApp.
Yeah, my WhatsApp number is 072-711-8407.
Can you repeat that?
072-711-8407. So we have the music in CD form as well as in USB form.
All right.
If you'd like, but yeah,
be in touch with you.
Platforms. Thank you so much.
We are crossing over to the 2 o'clock news bulletin, and then we are going to play out from the news bulletin with the sounds of Naledi Shwe Shwe speak in tongues, the very same one that God said she should release a song,
a rap song. Yeah.
So we're going to hear that just after the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Praise the Lord.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.